So I'd like to talk a little bit about all of the segue points and energetics that we have received this year. Our meeting today is as you know, as we've said, is an important gathering, and we have come together in preparation to receive the fullness of the transformational energetics of the 8-8 Lionsgate opening and to its culmination. Specific light energetics must be set in play or updated for this present time. The segue points and the energetics are some of our most essential energies and energy activations thus far. So today, I would like to discuss the massiveness of the energetic configurations we have received and activated since the beginning of this profound and transformative Ascending Masters series. And I know you join me in being in such gratitude for the opportunities that have been set before us. The Ascending Masters Level 3 series is a journey of refining your entire energetic system, chakra by chakra, triad by triad. It is a privilege and a significant step in your spiritual evolution. Massive energetic systems were activated this year by the Council of 12 and its entire membership, including us. We are the ones, as they have said often, you are the ones with the bodies, and we are entrusted to receive, activate, and use these energetics. We are charged with transforming the body and the consciousness of the body. We are asked to transcend the body's lower levels of function and consciousness to become firmly anchored in the path of illumination. Since the beginning of Ascending Masters Level 3, we made significant upgrades in the triadic system. Segue points and light frequencies enhanced these energetically potent triads. The first segue point was the merging of the first, second, and third earth chakras into the fourth chakra, where feelings of appreciation and love existed and could be used. This fourth chakra is the base chakra of the first triad. The fourth chakra is an emotional center that provides motion to our creations. The chakra is the first energy center, as I have said, of that first triad. And you will notice as we go along in the next several sessions, we will be actually amping up that first triad. Because that first triad, as you are well aware of, and we have said when we initially transmitted that information from Master Kutumi, that it is the base of the entire triadic system. So the energetics, it stands to reason the energetics of that first triad will be amplified significantly as we go along here. When we merge the first three earth chakras into that fourth chakra, the base chakra of the first triad, this merging action caused the Sacred Heart to open wide. It just amplified its presence in our body in ways that we could have not imagined before. The sacred heart chakra is illuminated by a massive magenta flame that extends from the sacred heart through the pineal center. And then a quadratic magenta diamond surrounds this massive flame. That in itself amplifies the entire first triad. The second segue center is in the throat chakra, which is also in the first triad, which contains many refined personal sound currents that stimulate the first triad to connect with the second triad in the medulla oblongata. The next segue was the placement of a golden chalice in the medulla center. The golden chalice provides a constant flow of liquid light and golden nectar to flow through the second triad. The chalice keeps flooding the second triad, and the constant flow of liquid light and nectar light is a testament to support and nourishment we receive, helping the body to perform at its optimum, both physically and consciously. The beauty of this process is the constant flow of liquid light and nectar light into the second triad. This light flow heightens our ability to create with light and to create light from light. There's also several segue points within the DNA strands in the first seven light packets. This took a few years in seeding the divine to actually get those DNA strands activated and every one of the light packets activated. These were important to us at a physical level and at a soul level. They provided an active, enlightened chakra system. Several segue points were placed in the apex of the fourth triad, such as the Ark of the Covenant, which is a massive, energetic stimulation that opens the path of ascension. The seventh dimensional light prism also resides here, as does the eighth dimensional light template. The light frequencies you can draw from the undifferentiated light have a much different frequency range now and coherency than they ever did before. You can now draw in undifferentiated light that facilitates your ability to maintain the seventh and eighth dimensional state of consciousness of your soul spirit. The Ark of the Covenant was woven into the fourth triad's thousand-petaled lotus and the entire third triad. Thousand petal lotus is also known as our system's most subtle chakra. It is sometimes referred to as a crown chakra. It symbolizes spiritual illumination, enlightenment, and self-regeneration. This major segue energy provides a connection from the non-physical realms into the physical chakra system. It substantially upgrades our creative power to create light in a physical body. Take a deep breath. That was a lot of information and energetics flowing through it. Golden Chalice provides a segue point between the second and third triads. It is filled with golden liquid light and sits at the base of the medulla oblongata, where it can be drawn from continually through the second triad that spins at a much higher velocity now and light frequency. The golden frequency of the golden chalice also emanates electrical charges from the Ark of the Covenant. It alters the way thought is thought and processed. This is important for you to recognize right here. You know, we've talked about it's very difficult for us as humans to process complexity of spiritual thought. Well, this, as these upgrades take place and these segue points actually are activated and the light frequency is increasing to higher velocities, everything is amplified. So it is, notice, I said is, or can, I don't say can or will, I'm saying is, changing the way thought is thought and processed. These electrical charges already have an equilibrium built into them because of the unlocking of the sixth and seventh dimensional time locks. The golden chalice is stationed in the medulla oblongata of the second triad because it provides an important function in our ability to create all refined creative energies come from the creative quantum realm and flow through the third triad into the second triad, where they can be used in both physical and non-physical applications. All of these segue energetics provide a transition from one energy system to another without interruption. When all of these segue energetics are in play in our unified field, all four triads become one massive spinning vortex of creative light. You can see how important these segue points are in actively changing the way in which we create. They actively affect our ability to amplify our light frequencies and use the undifferentiated light of Prime Creator to create consciously and precisely. All four triads become one massive spinning vortex of creative light when all of these new ascension light template energies begin to manifest. They transmit the Ark of the Covenant and they transmute it in the way that we previously knew it into a massive creative system that is part of the original Christed Matrix. Observe the brilliant and magnificent light that is now present in this moment. Take a deep breath. These energetics are amplifying as I speak to levels, ascension levels, to mastery levels. We are now set firmly on the path of illumination. This path, originating in the apex of the fourth triad, where the energetics of the Ark of the Covenant opened a vortex of light that manifested a pathway of utmost importance. Because all of the activations and implementations of energetics, of the many segue points, this subtle pathway has manifested into a brilliant, magnificent pathway of illumination that is energetically merged with the original Christed matrix. Take a deep breath. That is a lot to take in right there. This pathway is not restricted in any way by time, by space, or dimension. This path of illumination is a source of inspiration and motivation, and it will continue to manifest more brilliance until we have completed our ascension and return to our fullest expression of a Christed being who creates light in light. Take a breath and let's just sit in these energetics for a moment. Notice how your field is amplified and brought up into these magnificent light frequencies.